Welcome back to the Big Red Express here on Interview Thursday. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July and caught our interview, our part one with Robert Piparo, aka Pip from 555 Fitness. Go ahead and check that out if you haven't already. Guys, I was hanging out this week and I've been reaching out to a lot of athletes and a lot of people that, you know, who I want to get on the podcast. And I just wanted to kind of tell you this before we get right into part two. But I reached out to this one athlete after the games last year. He did very well. I wanted to reach out to him again this year. Last year, he was really busy trying to focus on stuff, and he said he'd already committed to another podcast, and I was like, okay, that's fine. Well, I reached out to him again, and I asked him, I was like, hey, man, would love to have you on the podcast. I know a lot of people would love to hear your story. Kind of hit the stage last year. He was a rookie last year, and he kind of came back at me and was like, man, I just want to focus on my training. I want to focus on kind of what I have going on and things like that. That's fine. And I've got no problem with, you know, athletes wanting to focus on their training and focus on what they do. But a couple weeks after I asked this athlete, I'm not going to use any names. I don't want to try to bury anyone right now. But, you know, after I asked that athlete, a couple weeks later, there was a podcast that came out on another website and on another podcast, and he was on that podcast. And I think one of the biggest things that I, you know, it really bugged me was I reach out to these athletes, and sometimes I get no. Sometimes their schedule just doesn't match up with mine. Sometimes we can't, you know, figure things out. Next week, I got Tim Paulson on the podcast, and it took me literally probably about a month from when I first contacted him to, you know, talking back and forth with him to finally get him on the podcast leading up to the CrossFit Games. But this particular athlete, you know, said, hey, man, I just want to focus on training. I don't want to do any podcasts. I told him it would only take, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. I was kind of trying to sell him on being on my podcast. And then he goes on and says, I just want to focus on training. I don't want to do any podcasts. I don't want to have any distractions take me away from that. And to find out 2 weeks later, he's on another podcast. He's doing a bunch of different stuff for another site and all that stuff. It kind of pissed me off. And I hate using that word because I don't like to, you know, use bad word. I mean, it's not really a bad word, but it was one of those things where I kind of felt, not betrayed. I mean, I don't really have a personal relationship with this guy, but to go out and flat lie to me saying, oh, I just want to focus on training. I don't want to do any podcasts. I want to focus 100% on training. And then to go back a couple weeks later, you know, and be on a podcast and be on something that, you know, it would take probably longer than what I want him to do and things like that. It just kind of made me upset. And what I'm kind of getting to, and I'll kind of wrap this up. I know you guys don't. It's Interview Thursday. There's not too much going on this week in terms of CrossFit. Dave Castro announced that first workout, the run, swim, run. I'll get into that on Tuesday of next week, so make sure you guys tune in. But kind of to bring up full circle, when I reach out to athletes, and if, you know, I have no problem getting a no back. So if an athlete wants to tell me, no, I just don't have time, I really do want to focus on training, but when you tell someone that you don't want to be on your podcast because you want to focus 100% on training, you don't want to do any podcast, or you don't want to do anything extra, and then a couple weeks later you pop on a podcast, and, you know, I've reached out to them since then and I haven't heard anything back, and I'll probably get the same answer because it's the same answer that I've gotten 2 years straight. And it's one of those things where I had a lot of respect for this athlete going in. You know, I had a lot of respect for this certain athlete out of the CrossFit Games last year, going into this year. But when you straight up lie to me, when you straight up tell me, no, I don't want to do your podcast, that's fine. I've got no problem with that if you want to say that. I'm already committed to another podcast. But don't give me a BS line like, I want to focus 100% on training. I don't want to do anything like podcast training. I just want to focus on training. And then you pop on a podcast 2 weeks or 3 weeks later. That's a bunch of bull crap. I don't care what you say. I don't care, you know, what you do. But that, it really makes me lose a little bit of a lot of respect for that certain athlete. I hope he doesn't. I mean, I hope I hope does well at the games this year. I hope he doesn't do as well as last year. But, you know, it kind of makes me mad. It rubs me the wrong way when I look at athletes and I think they're amazing. I think they're incredible people. And I've never, I mean, this is only the first time in the two and a half years that I've been doing this that I've run into an athlete that straight up just lied to me, that straight up said, you know, I don't want to be on your podcast, or I don't have time to do it, or I just want to focus on it. You know, I rarely have come to an athlete that says, that has responded to me and say, no, I do not want to do your podcast. Most of the athletes that I've ever met, ever interacted with, have been super respectful of me and my time. I've been super respectful of them and their time. And I'm going to do that. If there's a chance that I'm going to get an interview with one of the top CrossFit athletes in the world, I'm going to make sure I respect their time. I'm not going to last them. You guys know how long my interviews last. They don't last that long. But I'm going to make sure that I make their time worth it. I'm going to do my research beforehand. And I'm going to make sure it's going to be the best podcast interview that I can do for that athlete. I'm going to make the experience good for them. I'm going to make the experience good for me. I'm going to try to make the experience good for all of the listeners that listen to this podcast, whether it be two listeners or whether it be 2,000 listeners. I'm going to make sure I do my best to portray that in every single podcast that I do. And I had to get that off my chest. I've been kind of holding it in for a couple weeks now. But if you're an athlete out there and you don't want to do a podcast because you're busy or you're whatever, that's fine. Just tell the person, tell me if I ever reach out to you, if you listen to this podcast, that you don't want to do the podcast. I would probably be less offended if you just came out and said, no, I don't want to do your podcast, than if you say, I just want to focus 100% of my time on training and focus on that, and then you pop on a podcast 2 weeks later and spend an hour on there when I'm only asking you for maybe 20 to 30 minutes max. So just a word to the wise out there. I had to get that off my chest. I know I went a little bit long in this intro, but it kind of bothered me this week, and I wanted to kind of get it off my chest. But enough of me flabbing my gums about my problems. Here is my second part of the interview. I chatted with Pip from 555 Fitness last week, on Tuesday, as a special 4th of July episode. We got him back as a part of 555 Fitness Week here on July 4th week. I hope you guys enjoy it. Here's my conversation with Pip from 555 Fitness. Pip, talk to us about, you know, the LeRong Living Challenge. I know that's something that you also sent me that you wanted to talk about. What are you guys doing with LeRong, and how is that? How can the public get involved?
So LeRong is an awesome company that, just like I kind of met you, Robbie, that I met by sort of happenstance, let's say, you know, in this world when you meet some folks, and they do a fitness challenge. And we're changing that into the LeRong 555 Fitness Lifestyle Challenge. And it's not officially out yet. Maybe by the time the podcast is on, it may be out, but mm-hmm. it'll be on our social media and website.
Okay.
But what we're looking to do is really engage, again, emergency services responders into leading a healthier lifestyle. So the challenge is going to go on for 5 weeks, and you're going to be able to log on to LeRong's challenge site, and we are going to provide workouts for you to do. There's a huge list of recipes because we're really trying to get people to change their lifestyle, to get into a healthier one. So it's sort of a eat this, not that type challenge. And you're able to earn points based off of how many times you've worked out, how many good, healthy eating choices you made. So we're looking to really get emergency services members to see that they can make these simple changes to their diet and their lifestyle, and that will greatly affect their lives. So definitely look for our site and LeRong's site, and we'll have that out shortly, let's say.
When you look at this kind of thing, and you've been, and we've talked about it before on previous episodes that are in the archives right now, but talk to us about just how important it is for people in that, for firefighters to really live as healthy as possible, because like we were talking about last week or on our last episode, you know, how important is it for people to kind of be physically active, and how is this challenge going to kind of, you know, fuel people to go forward?
So one of the things most people don't know about the fire service, and you and I have talked about this, is that our leading killer in the fire service is cardiac-related disease or health-related issues. They just kind of changed the title of that. And it's one of these things where we are exposed to so many bad things in our career. And we do loads of things to protect ourselves, but we're still exposed to those things. And like we talked about earlier in the episode, sleep deprivation and some of the mental toll that it takes on that. So if we can prevent things like cardiac-related disease by eating a healthier diet, you know, by not eating or drinking beverages high in sugar, you know, or by making good choices, we're going to be able to prevent some of these things that could happen to us. And that's where the challenge really comes into play, because it shows people just how easy this is. I'm working on the recipes with Lou Rong and some firefighter chefs I know to make them a little more firefighter friendly, because when you face it in a firehouse type environment, it's very hard to weigh everything we're going to eat. You know, we don't exactly have the time to cook sometimes, much less weigh everything we're going to eat. So it's something that maybe we're going to teach people how to estimate, you know, what they're actually eating and how they're eating. And that's definitely going to make changes. And the goal is to have these benchmark workouts and for people to be able to see a marked change over this 5-week time period.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, let's go back into kind of the diet situation. When you are at the fire station, you're on call for, I mean, I think most shifts are what, 24 hours? Is that correct?
That's a pretty average 24. You could work. There's a variety of shifts we work across the country.
Yeah.
24s are probably the most popular.
So, you know, talk to us about, I mean, you can talk about your personal experience and then maybe other people that you've talked to, just about, you know, your diet and how important that is, and but how difficult it is to do it, because I know I've worked some night shifts before, and I know it's so hard when you're kind of in between meals and in between things when you're still awake to not to snack on junk food and things like that. Talk to us about your diet and then maybe, you know, how the diet and eating is for an average firefighter.
Oh, you don't always want to talk about my diet. I'm one of those guys that eat anything almost, and I just don't put on the pounds like other people do. My metabolism is the same as it was when I was in high school, let's say. But one of the things that I can say about my firehouse diet is, believe it or not, those are some of my best days of eating, because I am so regimented about what I try to do at the firehouse because of that unknown. So, you know, a big thing is for me, and I preach this to a lot of the people I work with, is eating a big breakfast when you get to the firehouse, because you don't know when your next meal may be. So if you can get in early enough and get a good breakfast in, then at least you're set in case you do go to that fire, you know, an hour or two into your shift. You've had a good, you know, caloric intake and some good proteins and fats inside, so you can burn them off. The snacking thing is a huge problem where, you know, people like to spoil firefighters and drop off all kinds of baked goods and donuts and brownies. And it is so nice of the public to think of us that way and to say like, oh, I took the time to make these for you. And that the temptation is real, Robbie, when you walk in and there are treats everywhere.
I can't even imagine. I would. Oh.
just murder them sometimes. Right. Like, and I mean, this is, again, you know, this isn't just my firehouse. This is all around the country.
For sure.
See this happening. And so you have those temptations, and you also have the job can be very stressful at times, and that stress eating comes into play.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you see something bad happen, ice cream makes you feel better, or cookies make you feel better. We all know that. We all like to have it, and it's hard to just have one. So these are things that the challenge is going to, you know, if you're eating a sleeve of Oreos, you are going to lose points that day in the challenge.
Right, for sure.
So, you know, we don't have we're not giving a prize to the winner for this challenge.
Yeah.
We are giving we're not giving a participation trophy. So you're not just getting something for saying I signed up and did this.
Right.
I'm comparing it to the Tough Mudder, where you get the headband at the end of the Tough Mudder type thing. So if you log a certain amount of workouts and meals, then you're going to eventually receive your prize. So you have to be part of the whole challenge.
Okay.
To the best of your ability. And that's one of the things where hopefully, you know, people start to see like, oh, I don't want to log this. I don't want to get negative points today. You know, I want to have that certain score or something like that. And there'll be a leaderboard so you could see where you're stacking up. And we all know that when we log things, we definitely keep track of them better and keep ourselves accountable.
Definitely.
And the hope for us is that you can get people in a station signing up together. And as this could grow, we could start to pit, you know, West Coast firefighters versus East Coast firefighters to see who's going to get the best score, you know, because we are, in case you didn't know this, firefighters are probably one of the most competitive type A people you'll ever meet. You know, we compete in everything we do to the best of our ability. So the hope is that that really picks up and teaches these folks some healthy habits.
You talk about competition, and man, you couldn't have transitioned this into any more than our next topic that we're about to talk about. The police and fire games coming up in Los Angeles. You guys are doing so. What's your involvement with that? And tell us a little bit about the World Fire and Police Games.
I just want to go back and be like, did you see what I did there?
Bro,
like,
that was ideal.
And you gave me like total props on that. Like I just made that up in my head. That just happened. That wasn't planned at all. Like I like to make things up in my head. It's where we make things up at.
Hey, you're becoming a natural at this podcast thing.
Maybe I'll make my own. Can I just make my own and take your job? Would that work?
I don't know about that.
I don't have the smooth, silky voice or the cool beard. Anyway, so World Police Fire Games is going to be going on for, I think it's about 2.5 weeks out in L.A. And this is an event that goes on every few years, and firefighters and police officers from around the world. So this is an international competition. Come out and compete in, I think it's like 67 different sports.
Yeah.
They have, you name it, they have it. Hockey, softball, all kinds of stuff. And they do have a cross.
So it's pretty much like the Olympics for firefighters and police officers.
It's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yep. The event moves around. So this year it's in Los Angeles.
Cool.
And they do have a CrossFit event. And the CrossFit event runs from, I think it's 13, 14, 15 of August. So August 13, 14, 15. It's a 3-day event. And it actually ties into CrossFit because in the police and fire divisions in the open this year, the people that finished, I want to say in the top 10 in their age bracket, were all invited to compete as the elite athletes at this event.
Oh, awesome.
So what we've done is we've partnered with there's a firefighter on Instagram, Chief Miller, who is one of the largest, has one of the largest firefighting Instagram pages, and a company called Red's Pantry. And what they're doing is on Tuesday, August 15th, they're putting on a gallery fundraiser at the LA Fire Department Museum. And all the monies raised that night are going to go to support 555 Fitness.
Nice.
And to support the LA City Fire Departments. So we'll actually be able to provide stations in LA City Fire Department with fitness equipment that they need. So it's kind of cool to be able to be somewhere where there's a huge event going on with firefighters from around the world, but able to support the local fire department that is kind of hosting the event.
For sure. Man, this is cool. I mean, I'm looking at the website right now, and I'll post it as well. I'm sure you guys have links to it all. But, I mean, there's pretty much everything you can think of, from indoor soccer to paintball to golf to flag. I mean, man, it sounds like it would be such a fun event to go to and to watch.
For sure. I mean, it's very big, so you could never watch it all.
Right.
You know, it's spread out everywhere. I believe last year, the year before that, dodgeball was a test sport. I don't know if that's going to be another sport this year, but they definitely had dodgeball in it. So not that there's anything wrong. I love a good game of dodgeball.
Right.
They have like the open water paddling. They have all kinds of stuff. It's amazing. It's definitely a cool thing to check out. So if you're in the LA area, I would check it out if you're into watching sports, for sure.
And I think one of the things, and I think one of the most incredible thing that I think I've ever seen, I think it was on ESPN. It was probably 10 or 15 years ago when this thing was going on. And they had that, like, ultimate firefighter race type of thing. I mean, you see videos and stuff like that where, like, they're running up the ladder, like, all that stuff. Like, that's, like, unbelievable.
That's the so the firefighter combat challenge is probably what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That you saw on ESPN. That's been there. They do that. They call it the ultimate firefighter there. And I think they may add a little bit more to it when it's there. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but it's definitely something cool to watch where, you know, folks are, you know, they have full gear on, they're breathing air. So they're breathing the tank that's on their back.
Right.
And they do a bunch of like almost exact, simulated fire events at an obstacle course.
Yeah. So I think I've seen like, you know, individual, and then you have like a team of four or something like that.
Yep. Everybody does a relay.
Yeah. Which is, it's incredible because you would, you know, I think, and we've talked about this, you know, firefighters kind of get this, you know, sometimes they get painted this picture that they're just, you know, they don't do anything. And we talked about that earlier, but you know, they're actually incredible athletes when you kind of take it down, and what they do is extremely difficult. And you know, what you guys do, putting your life on the line every time you're at work, and even when you're not, I'm sure it's always surrounding you, is pretty special thing.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. You know, it's unreal. It's the best job in the world is the easiest way any of us could describe it.
Yeah.
If you ask any firefighter that's what we're all going to say, because you can't just do this job. You know, you have to be all about it. And like you said, when we're there for our shift, you know, we're always on, you know, and a lot of places in the United States, there are volunteer firefighters that it's not their career.
Right.
And they never know what they could be doing, when they could be going on a call. And that's a whole different type of thing in and of itself, because those folks are doing it to help their community and to support the members of their community. And that's on top of their normal job and
for
life.
Sure.
So that's something else that, you know, with 555, we are here for everyone in the emergency services, volunteer, career. Like we said, we're starting to get into EMS and police departments, but I'm still learning how to do all this stuff, just like I'm learning how to be on podcasts and things. So, you know, we're making this up as we go along is the easiest way, but it's been an awesome ride where I get to meet cool people like you, even though we technically never met in real life. But I get to talk about these things. And now when we started, it was all about fitness and the workouts.
Yeah.
Now it's turned into that, you know, the same problem everyone has in society is that motivation to be fit, you know, that motivation to get to the gym. And people are always like, oh my God, you must just live in the gym. And I'm like, dude, there's days I don't go to the gym.
Right.
There's days I don't work out, you know, I'm human, man. I don't want to go there some days. I'm sore. I'm tired. And there's days where I realize I need to go because I haven't gone in like a day or two and I need to get a workout in.
Right.
And that's what we've turned into, this motivation to be fit type page in society overall. And it's kind of cool. So,
and it's really been cool just to see, I mean, just from our first conversation, probably about a year or so ago. I mean, when we first got introduced by Adam Klink, who's good friends with both of us, you know, it's been very cool just to see, you know, how big 555 Fitness has become, the people that I've helped connect you with, and really the outpour of support that the community has for you guys and that you guys have, not just for the firefighter community, but just for the CrossFit community and the fitness community in general. Because I know tons of people, and I'm not a firefighter, but I still go to your page every single, you know, almost every day to look for a workout if I can't get to the gym or if I'm busy and I need to do something at my garage, because I just got a barbell, which means I'm going to be doing a lot more workouts off that 555 Instagram page you guys post every day.
I guess look at how perfectly you did that, seamlessly transitioned into, you know, and that's, again, that's our core too, is we put out at a minimum two workouts a day.
Yeah.
Some days now we're up to three. I don't know if you've seen our Wednesday assault bike workouts, but they're fairly nasty, as are all things with the assault bike.
Right.
And, you know, one of the workouts we put out each day is the 555 honor wad. Like I mentioned before, we have 343 for the firefighters who lost their lives on 9/11. Then we put out the mostly body weight workout. And I have to stress now on the word mostly body weight, because if we put like a jump rope in there or right. some dumbbells or a kettlebell, we get like slayed on the internet, like hate mail. Like this says body weight and you didn't do body weight today.
Oh man. And it,
yeah, I have to almost laugh because it's like, did you ever try and make 365 body weight workouts?
Right, exactly.
We're on almost year four of doing that. So I'm a fireman. Math is not my strong suit, but whatever. Four times 365 is, yeah, some days it's we're throwing in a kettlebell. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
We're throwing in a kettlebell, you know, and those workouts are always there. We also are going to have some guest programmers that are names that a lot of people in the fitness world may know, not just from the CrossFit world, but some celebrity programmers who are going to agree to help us out and provide some of their workouts. So you'll see those on our Instagram page, our Facebook page, or you can download a free 555 Fitness app from the iOS or Android store.
Love that. Love that plug. What are your handles for everyone to go look at as we wrap things up? We talked about so much. We've been on the phone for about 40 minutes. We're cutting this thing into two episodes. So talk to us about kind of how they can get in touch with you if they want to find something or if they want to get their own firehouse involved or just kind of their own community involved. How can they get in touch with you and how can they find out more about 555 Fitness?
So we'll go 555 Fitness first because that's the only reason I'm anyone in this fitness world.
Yeah.
That I still don't even think I am. But
bro, you're a big deal.
Thank you. Our website is 555fitness.org. You can learn everything about us there. You know, what 555 means. All the workouts are there. We have several different programs that you could follow there. So all the main info is there. We started as a social media page. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're on Twitter as 555fitness. I don't make any lying about this. We really don't do much with the Twitter page because none of us can figure it out still.
Right.
But you can see all of our posts there. I think Instagram is our best platform, honestly. So if you're on the IG, make sure to give us a follow. That also seems to be everybody's most popular platform these days.
Yeah.
Also, too, if you're interested in that September 11th honor workout, you could email events at 555 Fitness and they can help you out, but it's linked on all of our pages. And then there's me, there's Pip. So if you have any questions for me or you don't like what I'm saying or you don't like what I'm doing or you want advice, I get all kinds of different emails these days. You can email me at Pip at 555 Fitness and on Instagram, I am at 555 Pip, P-I-P. So super simple to find me. I'm out there, let's say.
Awesome. Well, Pip, appreciate the call. As always, always a good time chatting with you and learning so much stuff that's going on with you guys, that's going on with you personally. And I know all the listeners out there love hearing and love when you're on the podcast.
Sweet. Thank you for having me back, man. It's been far too long. We need to not do this so long.
Bro, we gotta do this like once a month.
We should probably try and meet at some point, too, and just move on from our internet relationship.
I agree.
It's getting weird.
Hey, Jersey isn't that far away. I used to make a trip to Jersey. I mean, I used to have family that lives up in Toms River, so I may have to make my way up to Jersey one of these days.
Well, I know our mutual friend Kayla wants me to come down your way as well, so I may have to make my way down there.
If that happens, we'll hop you on the podcast in person and get an interview like no other.
I have a face for radio, dude, so maybe you don't want to do that.
Sweet, man. Well, thanks so much, and we'll chat. We'll talk to you soon.
Sweet, brother. Take care.
A huge thanks to Pip from 555 Fitness. It's been a great week having him on the podcast for a two-part series. If you guys missed any of our conversation, make sure you guys go back in the archives and check it out. We talked about the September 11th honor wad. We talked about life as a firefighter on Tuesday as a part of that special July 4th episode. And this week, of course, the Lerong Living Challenge and the gala that they got going on during the World Police and Fire Games. In just a couple of months. So make sure you guys go check them out, 555 Fitness. They are doing some great things. Go give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that jazz, guys. Make sure you guys go like us on Twitter at BigRedExpress01. Also on Instagram, Big_Red_Express. We are also on Facebook at the Big Red Express. We're going to be doing some great giveaways coming up in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you guys tune into that. The first workout of the 2017 CrossFit Games has been announced, at least the first movements. We're going to dive into that more in detail and kind of give you the history of what a run, swim, and a run can have to do with this year's CrossFit Games. We're going to be talking about all that and more on Tuesday. Next Thursday, a part of Interview Thursday, we got Tim Paulson, first-time CrossFit Games qualifier. Guys, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.